are you, Coach?
Good. How's everybody doing?
Good.
So how can I help you today?
How far along is the offense to being exactly where you want it to be? Or is it at this point in time where you want it to be? Is this lined up and everything coming along?
Yeah, Monday night in Detroit, we need to be 100% ready to go. We're not there yet. We're making small strides. You'd like to say you can take two steps forward every day and one step back. You know, at this point in time, you know, we took a couple steps forward last night. In practice, we had a good day out there. We just need to keep on making small strides.
Coach, it sounds like you're still installing stuff. At what point do you say, okay, we're going to go back, look at what we've really done well, and kind of fine-tune that, and just, you know, because you can't fill room in day, obviously. So.
Yeah, you know, we have a plan for how we're going to install, and we're going to continue to install and continue to review some things we've done earlier. We have a plan in place for that, but you never want to sit on your hands.
Coach, how important is it in these last three games to get some offense, some rhythm with Eli and the group?
You know, obviously, when you take a look at the first four drives from the last game, we didn't have much rhythm. We want to start faster. Everyone knows that. You know, the first series, we come out and we don't get done what we'd like to get done. We had a manageable third down, and we expected a conversion there. We hit the big play in the second series, which was nice to see. Is well blocked. You know, Rashad is a very efficient mover and hit the hole with good energy, and that was nice to see. The line communicated, blocked it up well. Eli made a good decision there, leaving the play on. You know, the third series, we come out, you know, we get the sack. We didn't execute the way we're capable of. And then the fourth series, we had the penalties, which there are no excuse for. And really, we didn't have a chance to throw the ball the way we would like to in those first four drives. But, I mean, we're not going to walk around here with our heads down because of it.
How has been calling plays for the first time? Did anything surprise you about doing it, or did it go kind of as you expected?
Yeah, probably the only surprise is you want to call more than you can at one time. But there are no big surprises.
Did you anticipate growing pains? Kind of like the way you thought you were going to go so far?
You know, I try to take everything day by day as best I can. And, if it was easy and smooth, everybody would be doing it, right?
I'm curious if you have to ward off, like, impatience at all, or how you've managed just what you want to happen versus what can really happen as you're installing and teaching.
I try to stay calm, as calm as I can be. I think that helps. I think it helps the players and the coaches around you. It helps you think clearly. I'm not someone who's very patient by nature. That's something I have to work at. But really, the response of the coaches and players in the game the other night helped. You know, we showed that we can overcome some adversity. Even with the third group, the way they responded, they came in and did a nice job. So we have a pretty level-headed offensive group. There's a lot of character there. And anytime you can hang your hat on character, you like your chances.
Does it make it harder for you knowing that you don't have all the pieces of the puzzle in terms of, you know, Odell hasn't been able to practice and Beatty has been limited a little bit? Does that kind of slow things down a little bit for you?
No, we're gonna push forward. You know, we can only control who's on the field, and that's all. You know, that's what we worry about. We coach who's out there and who's able to go. In the meeting rooms, we give the other guys as much attention as we can. But, you know, it prepares you for the season because it's a next man up mentality. Whoever's out there needs to step up and perform.
Eli talked about gaining trust in the offense and trust that everybody knows what they're doing when you're mm-hmm. calling the plays. Do you need, somewhere before the end of the preseason, a sustained three or four series where the offense works exactly as you wanted it to for that trust to really be there by opening night?
You'd like to have that every time you step on the field. That's not going to be the case. But at the same point in time, we need to take that leap of faith, and we need to – you know, we need to play fast. We need to trust our instincts. It's a game of anticipation and believe in your teammates. And if you don't do that, we're not going to grow. Can't be afraid to go out there and make mistakes.
It sounds like, from what the players say to us, they've taken that leap in faith in you and the scheme that you're presenting them. Have you sensed that they've kind of bought all into it quickly?
Well, it's our scheme. You know, I said that from the beginning, and we'll continue to say that. This isn't about one man or one man's offense or – this is about the New York Giants offense growing and learning together. And, I look forward to the challenge.
You've probably addressed this before, but just give us some impressions of Eli. You obviously inherited a quarterback with a hell of a resume to work with. What has it been like for you? What's your sense of the way he learns and how he's doing?
Yeah, Eli's a pro's pro. We have a bunch of them in the room. You know, it seems like we have one in every room, you know, with Eli and Rashad and Victor. And, you know, we have guys in each room who go about their business the right way, who lead by example, who are very humble, charismatic in their own way. And there's not a lot of fluff there to them, not a lot of BS. And that's something you can hang your hat on as well.
What are your impressions of Corey Washington?
Corey's a big man that can run and go get the football. That's a good place to start. He's a young guy who has a lot to learn, but he's really done some special things over the last week. It'll be exciting to see him grow.
When a guy flashes like that multiple times, do you say, okay, this is not just a snapshot here, it's a little bit of a trend?
He's certainly trending up.
If you say you're impatient by nature, are you itching to unveil more of what – you know, the offense is in a game situation?
Absolutely. But at the same point in time, you know, we just like to go out and play sound, smart, and tough. You know, be committed to discipline and poise and execute the way that we're capable of executing.
How do you feel about the tight end group at this point?
You know, the tight end group's, you know, similar to the rest of the offense at this point. We'll take a couple steps forward and a step back, take a couple steps forwards and a step back. You know, every day's a new day. They just need to keep pushing forward.
Do you feel like anyone's differentiating yourself?
I think Larry's had a nice camp so far. I think Daniel's had a good camp until he got nicked up. And, you know, the other guys are making progress.
What is it about Larry that has impressed you? That, you know, he's received almost all or most of the first team reps here the last week or so, at least in the preseason games. What is it that has earned that trust with you guys?
Yeah, I think Larry is a conscientious guy. He's a big body. He's capable of blocking, sometimes better than he does on tape. And he can go down the middle of the field and make a play on the ball. That needs to show up all the time. And he's a guy, you know, it's important to take care of your teammates on the field, and that seems like it's pretty important to him.
Coach, what is the challenge with this new offense for this whole group as they continue to learn what you've put in?
Well, the biggest challenge is time. You need to play. You know, some things happened the other night for the first time for these guys, the first time they saw certain looks. And, you know, you just have to teach off of it. They have to grow and learn, and you have to move on.
Are you ahead or behind where you thought you would be at this point in time?
Probably about right where we thought we'd be.
Is it possible to share a percentage of what, you know, what's in and what still has to – like Eli said, you were installing a lot in Green Zone today. Like, is there – percentage maybe you could share with how much has been installed?
I could, but I'd rather not.
Can you talk about the running backs a little bit? I mean, specifically Williams, you know, how he's fitting in and what you've liked out of him the first couple games?
Yeah, that's a good room. We have some big, smart backs who do a nice job taking care of the football. That's primary, but I like the big bodies in there. They're smart, conscientious. They can protect, and that's going to be a heck of a competition moving forward.
Ben, how can you utilize a healthy Odell Beckham?
You know, it was good to see Odell out there yesterday, see him stick his foot in the ground. He looked pretty good. You know, we'll see a little more from him today, but he's just got to get healthy and come slowly. You know, he doesn't have to do everything all in one day.
It seems in training camp the running game tends to develop later than the passing game. Is it a good thing that maybe the running game is ahead of the passing game at this point?
Yeah, I'm not sure one's ahead of the other at this point. You're always battling in protection to get guys, you know, used to protecting and getting. You know, the challenge nowadays is to get linemen and get them developed because, you know, you have a couple weeks in the off season where they're not allowed to put anybody in front of them. And then when you're allowed to put somebody in front of them, they don't have pads on. So, you know, we only have a couple weeks in where we have pads on those guys. So you're always chasing that pass protection and getting used to passing off stunts and fitting their pads in and protection and being physical. So that's the biggest challenge.
What were some of the conversations like those four drives when you kind of started to look back, particularly with Eli, kind of what went right, what went wrong, if he was annoyed, frustrated, learning? What were those conversations like, and or have you had a lot of them yet?
Yeah, we talked about seeing some things for the first time and how we need to get on the same page moving forward. And it's more, you know, you hear all these I love the dramatic miscommunication articles out there, but it's more timing issues. You know, it's you know, we were on the same page on what we were going to do and when it was going to happen. That was the challenge. And when you see certain looks for the first time, you know, it's going to be a challenge.
Yeah.